Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman, the late, great Joe Cocker, bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I always get a smile when I hear Joe Cocker. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ramon Ray is our guest, our good friend, longtime Braytrust member. The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing is one of his books. Technology Solutions for Growing Business is another one. Highly accomplished expert in the area of you putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, using technology especially. And Infusionsoft, remind us your connection with
sure, yeah, small folks. Business evangelist at Infusionsoft, and again, like the conversation today, we're all in sales, Jim, but my role there is to fly around the country and educate people on the power of CRM.
Yep.
And so I think I have a fun job because I can advocate, you know, with no bias, every small business owner needs to get away from Excel and kind of one-point solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can softly say, hey, if you wish to buy from what we have, consider it. You know, so
what do you when you do talk to people across the country, what are you seeing as the single biggest impediment, the single biggest obstacle or pushback from the folks out there across America? What are you seeing?
I think there's a lot of them, but I'll say one thing that I recently learned, Jim. I was in a conference in Philadelphia, and there's a line of people to talk to me, not as long as the lines you get, but a line of people to talk to me. And two of the ladies, they were saying, Ramon, we've never done video before because we're so afraid. We don't want to screw it up.
Oh,
we don't want to look stupid. And I was so happy that
obviously never been to YouTube, right?
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, people watch stupid, they search for stupid stuff.
Right, that's true. That's a great point. I'll have to use that next time. But I was happy that even though we were at a technology event, you know, a lot of my world is tech, I was more a psychologist, I guess, or whatever you call the person who helps you with your mind, encouraging them, ladies, you have to do it. Meaning, it's not for 100% of businesses.
It's non-negotiable.
Video is important. Get your channel up there. Use your phone. So that's the one big thing, Jim, is that people are so afraid. And going back to this new model, age of the customer, people have to reinvent themselves. They have to evolve their businesses.
Well,
and it's hard.
It's part of – see, the thing that I keep trying to remind people about is that today customers, prospects are looking for you to first – this is what you started talking to us about a few minutes ago. The first thing they're looking for is relevance to them.
Mm.
But long before they consider price, don't you believe that when customers wake up in the morning, they already know if they're going to buy something today, they already know they're going to be able to buy it at the best price possible because they can.
Mm.
And the question is not whether they can get the price they want. The question is whether they're going to find a company that they can believe in that can be relevant to them.
Yeah,
I think
true.
That's the issue, don't you? And that comes back to your point about educate.
Right. No.
There's no greater relevance delivery mechanism than education.
Yeah, I was having an interview with Ted Rubin.
Customer education.
Yeah, Ted Rubin. I don't know if you know him, the kind of internet online guy, Twitter, and that's all he talks about: return on relevance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, we have to get a return on our money, Jim. Absolutely, that's for sure. But I think that people don't understand that the better you target your customer base using these online tools, Snapchat, video, you know, Jim and I are not saying don't use them, but you have to be relevant, you have to target well, and you have to educate. If you don't do those three things, you're missing a point.
And the other thing that those ladies you were talking about and the people in the audience, I remind them, I say, folks, you're an expert at what you do.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that makes you automatically an expert at social media,
right,
or an expert at video, or an expert at leading with relevance instead of competitiveness. Find somebody to help you.
Yeah.
You need, but see what's happening today is we're redirecting our resources today away from the way we used to use resources to get a customer to the new ways of getting using resources to get a customer. That's what's happening. And that's what's confusing to people because, see, we still have our feet in both universes, don't we?
Right. No,
we're still trying to leave one universe, go to the next one. We're in that transition. Ramon, 10 years from now, you and I won't be able to talk about this because it'll be passé.
Yeah, it will be.
Because the only people still in business will have accomplished these things.
Yeah. Yeah, and
if they don't, they'll be out of business.
And technology, Jim, is moving so fast. Again, I'm not one of these bleeding heart people saying you have to have every tech in the world, but keep in mind, virtual reality. Now, if that's going to take off or not, Jim, in a big way, I don't know. But let's say it does. Imagine those conversations you said 10, 15 years from now. You think Snapchat is hard? Mm-hmm. Imagine you're a retailer and your competitors are able to, you know, sell things through virtual reality goggles. It sounds weird, Jim. It sounds far-fetched. But I'm seeing the writing on the wall.
But look at this. Look at this. You in the span of 16, 17 years, we've gone from your email wasn't even on your mobile phone. To email being on your mobile phone. That was a big deal. Remember when BlackBerry did that?
Oh, forget it.
Probably about 16 years ago, 17 years ago. So and now to now where people almost don't even use a PC anymore. It's all on their phone. I mean, in 16, 17 years. So compress that now into the way technology is going. We're talking about that kind of a sea change again in maybe 3 to 5 years.
Right. And it's funny when you said mobile. It sounds like a simple technology, but even that, I see a lot of small businesses, Jim, are not ready for the mobile world. I get your email newsletter every Sunday evening.
Yep.
I can read it on my mobile phone.
Yep.
But
yep.
You look at many email newsletters, the websites, you have to scroll left and right, 5 miles, up and down, 20 miles. That doesn't work.
Or your website. As you know, one of the things we talk about here, Ramon, is mobile wasn't any part of your past. And this is the problem.
Right.
Mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. It is dominating your present, and it will dominate your future.
Yeah, including mobile payments, too.
Yeah, everything. Website again, please.
Yes, smarthustle.com is where you can find Smart Hustle Magazine.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.